Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I just found out something a little distressing during the break here. Bob Pompeiani in with me in studio. Bob, you said you had a big cookout yesterday, and I wasn't invited. You knew I was going to be by myself.
Well, I didn't know that. I thought Taylor was coming in.
Oh, she's coming in from Seattle.
Well, I don't
know. Are you kidding me?
You can fly her first class from there to here and then back.
I was not alone. I should have been, but I wasn't. My good friend Filippo Lombardo and his fiance Julie and Filippo's brother Dante. You know, the family owns Domenico's restaurant in Cranberry, my hangout. And Filippo sends me a note. Why don't we come out and, you know, we'll meet and have a drink. And they knew I was going to be alone. And it was very nice. I had a very nice time.
So I got to get out there one day.
They think of me. You don't.
No,
you had
a
cookout and you didn't invite me.
It's just what we always do. Like I said, family, immediate, minus my dad. That was kind of sad. But that's what we did. Next time, I'll make sure that I ask you in advance.
Unlike Joe Kopp, Joe invited me for Thanksgiving once and said, we're going to eat at 4 o'clock. He texted me about 3:30, and I was invited.
I got the same
text. It was a little bit late.
My
he knew I couldn't
405.
Go, but he can say, hey, I invited you, right? Nobody wants me, Bob. Nobody wants me. But Filippo and Dante and Julie did.
I got to get out to that place. You rave about it one of these days. I want to do it.
Favorite place. All right, we're talking Penguins. Jim Rutherford coming up right after the update at 10:40. Get his take on the Mata trade. We want your take on it now. Bob and I think it looks like a good deal. Obviously, they save about $3 million a year in cap room, which they desperately needed to do. And they got a decent player back, a young kid that could be a top nine forward for him. 12 goals last year as a rookie. Kind of exciting to think about him. He can fit into Mike Sullivan's speed game. Did you like the deal? 412-928-9370. Let's go to Ted in Mount Washington. Ted, you're up. How are you today?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey.
Hey, so real quick about the modern deal. Love it. You get a fifth-round draft choice also, which I think the Penguins won on this deal. The problem I have with the Penguins, they have to retool, not rebuild. You may want to ask Rutherford, if they're returning to the speed game, who in the hell is their third and fourth line center? To me, the team has always been built through the middle, and for the last 2 years, Rutherford has failed to get a third and fourth line center. Also, the deal I will make, get rid of Nick Bukestad. He is not a center. He's a winger. Package him with Jack Johnson, and you may be able to make a deal with Minnesota. I think that would be the way to go. And also, ask Rutherford, will he get a veteran goaltender to push Murray a little bit?
Well, I can answer that one. I don't think they're interested in a goaltender. I think they're very happy with Casey DeSmith as the backup. He signed for, what, 3 years?
Three more years at a very nice price for them.
I see Rutherford has said on multiple occasions he's the perfect backup goaltender. Matt Murray's the guy. But if they need to go to DeSmith, I think they like him. You got Tristan Jarry as a trade chip. I don't think they're going to keep him, you know, behind the other two forever. As far as the third-line center, I mean, they thought they had that in Brassard, right? And it just didn't work out.
He was supposed to be the guy, and when that trade was made, just about everyone who's an authority in hockey basically said that trade will give the Penguins another opportunity to win again. And it just didn't. For whatever reason, he did not fit in here the way everyone thought he might. Maybe it's because he didn't want to be that third-line center. Not sure. But it reminded me of the trade, you know, when the Penguins acquired Jarome Iginla. At the time when Ray Shiro made that deal, everyone thought, wow, the Penguins, they're loading up for Bear right now.
He brought in Morrow. He brought in
the other guy.
Who was the big defenseman? Crankshaft.
Crankshaft. What the heck's his name?
I forget it, too.
I know Crankshaft, but I can't think. But
everybody
anyway,
thought that we're going to push him over.
That was it.
But they did make it to the Eastern Conference Final.
I understand.
And then they get just blown away by Washington. What, they scored 2 goals in 4 games?
But I think the, when the Brassard deal was supposed to do that for them, and everybody liked it. It cost a lot, and now looking back, you're going to say, well, that you paid too much. Well, hey, and I don't blame the Penguins trades, trying to win cups. They're trying to win now.
All trades don't work out. They don't.
And I'm sure we'll talk about Chris Archer, which is looking worse every day. We'll get into that later. But I don't, you know, they still, Nick Bonino would have been good for them for another few more years. They didn't want to meet his asking price. And I still think that guy, if you had kept that HBK line together, which likely would have happened if had Bonino re-signed, and maybe we'll ask Jim about that too. Is that one of those he wishes he could have done over?
Yeah, I think he was up against it cap-wise, and Nashville made Bonino an offer he couldn't refuse. Speaking of Hagelin, you see he just did a new deal with Washington yesterday. 4 years, $11 million. Washington likes him. That's a pretty good pay cut for him. I think he was 4-16 in his previous deal. This is 4-11. He obviously likes Washington. They liked him.
But his numbers indicated he was going to have to take less, and that's still a pretty good payday for a guy who's in his 30s.
Who doesn't score a lot.
He does, but he gives them a valuable asset, and everyone who knows about Carl Hagelin knows what he brings, and he helps teams with his speed. So they were comfortable with that. What did you think of Radko Gudas, by the way? And that was more of a salary dump
to me. That was totally a salary dump by Washington. Gudas is nothing but a goon, if you will.
Yeah, he fits right in with a lot of what they've been trying to do.
Niskanen is a... you know, still a pretty quality player, I think.
But a big price tag, and they didn't want to deal with it anymore. So you're going to see a lot of that kind of stuff going on. So we saw Dion Phaneuf get bought out of the last 2 years of his contract at a pretty hefty rate also.
Well, we talk about the third-line centers. You know, Oscar Sundquist now has a Stanley Cup ring, doesn't he? He'd look pretty good in a Penguins center uniform, wouldn't he?
Well, he's the one guy they had to give up at the time, and they did.
He was what they – I mean, again, you take a chance out. I don't like that trade with Reeves. I didn't like it at the time when it came in. I didn't think that was necessary here. And obviously the coach didn't either because he didn't play him.
See, I thought given what Rutherford had said leading up to that all throughout that Stanley Cup – press conferences.
We're not going to put up the league won't stop it.
We're going to stop it. And if Ryan Reeves had played more, I think he would have, and he's had a major contribution for what goes on with Vegas, Ron. He's been good for Vegas, but he got minutes in Vegas much more than he got here.
Well, we'll talk to Jim Rutherford about a whole variety of things right after the update coming up here, Colony, at 10:40. The time is 10:35. It's brought to you by DQE Communications. For reliable business internet, depend on DQE. Before we take a break, I want to tell you that the sold-out Fan Open, it's coming up this Friday, has one more foursome left. It could be yours. Just tweet us by noon today at 93.7 The Fan. Use the hashtag Fan Open Contest and tell us why you should be at the Fan Open this Friday. It's at Manor Valley Golf Course. It's brought to you by Bowser Chevy, Manor Valley, Coors Light, Keystone Shooting Center, North Park Lounge, Peace, Love, and Little Donuts, Brugger's, and Double Wide Grill. An update coming up, and then Jim Rutherford right around the corner. Thank you for finding us. It's the Cook and Joe Show with Bob Pompeiani on Sports Radio, 93.7 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.